Good to be here as always.
Where shall we start? Sloppy Forensics, the players, they range from Lee Harvey Oswald, Jack Ruby, J. Edgar Hoover, LBJ, Castro, the Warren Commission.
Yep, and there are more than that. And to me, as a historian, the most interesting question is why? Why do Americans who have demonstrated a great skepticism about government and about the ability of government to perform and act efficiently believe that nevertheless the government or members of the government could pull off a conspiracy of any kind like the ones that are alleged?
Well, there are covert organizations by definition, the FBI and CIA. So where do you draw the line between secret and conspiracy?
Well, one of the reasons actually that we have so many conspiracy theories is because those agencies both were secret and also mishandled the events surrounding the assassination. Just to give a couple of just basic examples, Dealey Plaza, where the president was murdered, wasn't actually cordoned off after the assassination. So tourists and other people were just wandering around there.
And apparently indeed, a student came upon, gruesome as it is, a fragment of bone.
Yeah, a medical student came across a piece of the president's brain, which fortunately he gave to the authorities, but we have no idea how many other people came across evidence that they ignored. My other great example is when they go up to the sixth floor of the book depository and there are all these cartridges on the ground. They don't mark where the cartridges were or even take a photograph of it. They just pick them up and put them in an envelope. When the president's limousine finally gets to the hospital, members of the Secret Service detail wipe down the blood before anybody has taken pictures of it. And back then already there was splatter technology. All these things could have yielded lots of evidence.
All examples, though, of why the disdain for the single bullet theory exists to this day.
Exactly. And look, you know, the other reason, ironically, is that the Warren Commission did a shoddy job because Lyndon Johnson and other leaders were afraid of a conspiracy theory and wanted the Warren Commission to endorse a lone shooter. So the great irony of the Warren Commission is that it was created to ward off conspiracy theories and it actually spawned them.
Brother and then Attorney General Robert Kennedy always publicly defended the work of the commission, yet apparently privately he let it be known that he too thought there was more than what met the
eye. Definitely. As did Lyndon Johnson, ironically. After the Warren Commission report came out, there are recordings of him making fun of it and just saying, yeah, well, I don't believe that for a second.
But let's get back to this divide between secrecy and agenda and what comes into the public awareness. Certainly the Iran-Contra scandal comes to mind, where we were told one thing and something else was happening in reality.
Definitely. And obviously, you know, Watergate is another really good example. And one way of thinking about the Kennedy assassination is kind of the beginning of public skepticism about official government reports and claims. And yet that's also co-joined with what I would call this really interesting faith system that the government could nevertheless pull off this intricate conspiracy.
Put this back in historical perspective. You alluded to the fact that this kind of signaled the beginning of the end of the age of more innocence.
Definitely. One of the reasons that Kennedy was so popular is that he was a symbol of a kind of American optimism and also an American government efficiency. He wanted to make Washington sexy. That is, he wanted people to embrace the government, embrace the state. So the Kennedy assassination, the skepticism surrounding it, one way of thinking of it is the beginning of the discrediting of government.
Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us once again on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks. It was fun.
Jonathan Zimmerman, professor of history and education at New York University on Newsworks Tonight.